India is at a pivotal point in its history, according to the UN Secretary General.
On the one hand, we see India as a rising global power. On the other hand, India faces many of the challenges of developing nations. For both these Indians, great opportunities await.
Mr. Ban pointed out that this opportunity comes at a time of great transition in the world. New powers are rising, technology is shrinking distances, and more people are starting to shape their own destinies. He cited last year's Arab Spring movement as an example of this.
The old order is breaking down, and we do not yet know the shape of the new. You are the world's largest democracy. You are an emerging economic power. You are a superpower on information superhighways. You are a beacon for the world, proving that democracy and development are one and the same path.
The Secretary General called on his young audience to take their place in this new world.
The story of India's rise is your story. It is time for a new generation of Indians to write the new and dramatic chapter in your own nation's history. The main thread in that story will be India's role in a wider world. India is a global power, and yourselves as global citizens. So today, I say to you all, have a big dream. Look beyond your community. Look beyond India. Be a global citizen.
India has special meaning to the Secretary General. He began his career in the South Korean Foreign Service in India. His son was born there, and his daughter is married to an Indian.
By virtue of the authority vested in me as the Amiriya Jamia,
Mr. Ban also received an honorary doctorate from the university.
Thank you for this distinguished recognition. For decades, I have been a student of India. Now I finally have a degree to prove it.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon speaking at Jamia Millia Islamia University in India.